Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, Jesus is still in the miracle working business. Greetings, beloved. I welcome you to the broadcast today as we continue on in a message, The Power of an Anointed Mind. And I said yesterday that science is proving that the brain is much like a computer. It stores information for future use. I've read years ago that we Our memory, even though some of us may question how strong our memory is, especially as we get older, our brain stores every single thing that has happened to us, and we have not plumbed the depths or utilized the capacity in our present human brain. There's, you know, God is, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. What more can I say? That's what the Word tells us. However, because our brain does store information, there's our conscious mind, which is what we're aware of, the thoughts that we're thinking, the thoughts you're thinking even now as you're listening to me. But the subconscious is a mental activity, if you will, just below the threshold of consciousness. And my purpose through this message is to help you and encourage you and exhort you to begin to have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If we could achieve that, beloved, we would walk an entirely victorious Christian life. A lot of people sometimes feel they're just destined to fail. Have you ever known anyone like that? Or perhaps you might feel that way yourself. But beloved, no one is. But if you feel you are, chances are you very well could be a failure. Your subconscious mind will carry out those suggestions which you, listen to me now, which you have given authority to by accepting them. Whenever you have a negative thought or make a negative statement, reverse it immediately. The things that happen to you don't make you. It is how you react or respond to those things which determines the end result. You know, once I preached a message, Annulling Murphy's Law. At one time, I felt that was strongly operating in my life. Do you know what that is? Murphy's Law is, if anything can go wrong, it will. Well, maybe I should re-preach that message, dig it up. It's been years and years since I've preached it. But beloved, that's an example. If we believe anything can go wrong, it will. I had a dear friend years ago who's with the Lord now. She was constantly looking for where the enemy was going to work, what was going on. And I don't mean just being vigilant or sober or being spiritually alert. It was like she was programmed to just see what negative thing the enemy's going to do next. And you know what? She was never disappointed. Just think of that. Now, as I said, we need to be alert and spiritually discerning. However, I believe that we can go on in joy, in positive testimony, in being of service for the Lord, fulfilling whatever He wants for our lives. And as the occasion arises, if we need to be in warfare, if we need to rebuke and bind and use those spiritual weapons that God has given to us, by all means we must. However, again, it's a matter of balance. Again, what's the kingdom, beloved? If you've been listening this week, I hope you can say it with me. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Let me share a scripture found in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 14 through 16. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Oh my, I imagine that would be someone who has the mind of Christ. That's my insertion there. Going on to read, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Hebrews 8 and 10 tells us that the Lord will put his laws in our minds and write them in our hearts. Those laws, what are the laws? The established precedent, salvation, deliverance, healing, prosperity, victory. What does 1 Peter 1:13, now I'm giving you scriptures to back up what I've been saying, gird up the loins of your mind. In other words, don't let it be like a loose garment catching on everything here and there, but be very vigilant about what's going on in your mind. 1 Peter 3 and 8 says, finally, be ye all of one mind. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There would be no strife and division if that were the case. Isn't that right? We'd have the mind of Christ. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And in James, the 5th chapter, if you're needing wisdom, well, God is not, he's not stingy, he's not holding back, he's not trying to hide from you, he's not trying to keep understanding from you. But if you lack wisdom, verse 5, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now that's a familiar, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Why is that so critical, beloved? Because it's not just, well, it's a matter of his faith is weak and he's vacillating back and forth. No, because do you know what? You're hurting God. You ask God for something. And if you think he won't give it to you, don't you think he loves you? Don't you think he is a better heavenly father than all every good and wonderful earthly father is? Don't you think he will give you what you ask for when it comes to spiritual things? Now, sometimes, okay, I'll make exceptions. If we say, if we pray fleshly prayers, if we pray things that are not for our benefit, well then, my husband used to say, sometimes God says no. And many times later, we can say, thank God he said no, if we're relying on our own wisdom. But I want you to understand that God loves you so much, and he wants you to refuse those negative things that come to you. God has provided us with unlimited possibilities, and we are the only ones that can limit ourselves. You know, I just want to take a moment and take a moment to pray, because some of you are, you're just realizing that you haven't had a governor, if you will, over your mind as you should, or over your tongue. And of course, our tongue is very unruly, but it all starts within the heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, that refers to our mind, to our conscious thought, to who we are, the attitudes, the decisions, the things we decide to do or don't do. That's where God allows us perfect liberty. And sometimes that liberty brings our undoing. That's why, as he gives his word to us, we have to say, oh yes, Lord, your way is right. As for God, his way is perfect. He has only good things for you, for no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly before him. Did you hear that, beloved? Let's pray. Father, there are so many now that perhaps have been they've been in a battle zone for the enemy. All kinds of negative thoughts being brought by the enemy. And Father, I thank you that you have given us power. And right now, with that authority and power that you have given to every believer, I utilize that power, and in the name of Jesus, I come against satanic forces of the enemy that are bringing oppressive and negative, discouraging thoughts. I rebuke those demonic spirits that would attack the mind of your beloved, and I command it shall go in Jesus' name. You are bound now, Satan, and you will loose your hold And Father, I thank you right now that the very anointing of the Holy Spirit is filling their mind, their spirit, their soul, their bodies with peace, with strength, with the determination to love your law, that it is more precious than gold or silver. Oh, Lord, it's sweeter than honey, than the honeycomb. Father, those that love your law, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Father, give us such a love for your word. Help us to be truly transformed by the word of God. And Father, I pray special protection for the minds of your people. Lord, that one who's been so tormented, I thank you for that peace that's now coming into them, settling over them, Father, just like a blanket. Let them know, Father, you are well able to preserve and protect. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And Father, I thank you right now that you are that strong tower to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, my beloved, come unto me. Give me your cares. Cast your burdens upon me, for I care for you, says the Lord, and I will place upon you my yoke which is easy, my burden is light, and I shall bring you through the difficult place and the hazardous place. Fear not, for I am with you, and you shall see yet the deliverance of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Praise God. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So many are being released, released from those horrible, tormenting things the enemy was doing. Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we just praise you right now. We praise you for the mighty power of the Holy Spirit who shows us the way to walk, who delivers us from the power of the enemy. Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you. There's so much more I want to share. I pray that you'll be able to be with us tomorrow as we continue on in this message and in this journey of having the mind of Christ, the power of an anointed mind. I love you and pray for you faithfully, my UCM partners, my listening radio family. Even though you've never written, I still pray for you because I still want God's best in your life. And if God moves on you to write, then I'm also going to give you our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.